Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I know a lot of our listeners were very sad to hear this lunchtime.
Yeah, life in recess has been great. I think this is the first time I've taken a break in my whole career, both amateur and professional. So, you know, when you have 20 years of routine, the routine is so automatic, it's in your bones. So I have to actually put an effort not to train like I'm preparing for a fight. But the time to relax and reflect with family has been amazing. So it's been a really lovely time for me.
Philip Egan from Off the Ball with me in studio today. Katie Taylor, so she's officially announced her retirement in the summer, is that right?
Yeah, she wants one more fight. So she was speaking last month at the launch for the LGFA, which strategically took place at Croke Park, that she'd like to have one more fight and she's probably going to retire this year. So she has said now in the last hour that last fight will be in Dublin in July or August. Now,
TBC.
She's fought twice at the Three Arena.
Yeah, Asher, they'd have to be Croke Park.
Well, you know, they have All Ireland finals now. You know yourself as
a Donegal woman.
All Ireland finals in July. The Aviva is an option as well. The fact that she fought Chantelle Cameron twice at the Three Arena, that was her first professional fight at the Three Arena. She lost that night, but thankfully she avenged it a few months later at the same venue. Chantelle Cameron is somebody maybe that could be an opponent. The fact that they're one win each sets it up for a trilogy fight. She's obviously fought Amanda Serrano three times. That's already done. I think the manner of her win over Serrano last year in the third fight in New York was so comfortable, it kind of surprised a lot of people that maybe they thought, you know what, you definitely have another fight in you. And she's taken a bit of a break, but she wants to go out with one more fight. Croke Park is where she wants to go. Muhammad Ali fought at Croke Park many years ago. She's achieved everything in the sport, a world champion at amateur level, gets the Olympics for women get boxing into the Olympics for women, then wins the gold medal, becomes a professional in 2016. A lot of people thought, can she really do what she did in the amateur ranks, in the professional ranks in terms of the exposure?
Yeah.
Well, she's gone above and beyond. So, you know, she's 39 years of age. She has obviously taken a bit of time out and life has to go on and she has to think beyond boxing, which I'm sure, as we heard in that clip, will be very hard for her to do.
1800 453 106, the number if you want to share your memories. Katie Taylor with us on the line today and get your reaction. Olympic boxer Michael Carruth is with me here on Lunchtime Live. Michael, your reaction this lunchtime?
Yeah, it's a surprise, you know, because I thought she would have gone for another year or two. But again, like, she's 39 years old. You know, I don't know anybody getting any younger. I don't know people getting older. And the bottom line is, she's had a fantastic career. It'd be nice for her to finish her off in Croke Park. You know, that would be an absolute view for her. You know what I mean? But I don't know who's making these decisions and things like that. But, you know, for one of our most decorated, if not most decorated boxer in Ireland, I can't understand why they don't give her to Croke Park. I just can't understand that. You know, but it's up to them. That's the way they run their business in that regard, you know. But again, as I said, she's 39 years old. She's had a fantastic career, you know. It is time, you have to just say to yourself, it's time I finish this, you know what I mean? Because, you know, she's at the top. The only place she can go is downwards. She can't go any more upwards, you know, than what she has been.
It's phenomenal what she's done, Michael. Yeah. Put into context for listeners, you know, that, like, what she has done for Irish sport, for Irish boxing, and for women's sport as well, like the contribution that she's given.
Well, you just have to look at the pedigree of the Gael boxers now in Ireland. It's absolutely phenomenal with what's going on. And that's down to one person, that's Katie Taylor. Because the simple reason is that she's, you know, she's shown them that we can do it here in Ireland. I suppose I kind of got it going with winning the Olympic gold medal in 92 with that. But then the Gaels came in and they've got more than us. You know, they've got three Olympic gold medals, you know. So it's time we hit back the boys, you know what I mean? But the bottom line with that is, as well, she's an Olympic gold medalist. She's a world professional champion on many accounts, you know. You can only hit that pinnacle once, you know, up the top, and then it's very hard to stay there. That's the next part, you know what I mean? But the bottom line with it is, well, I'm kind of glad as well that she is retiring, because all of a sudden she loses a fight or another fight and things like that, and people only remember you for your last fights, you know, and things like that. So if she's to come out on a big high, let's go out in Croke Park and let her have a big party. And
take it from there, you know. So
when did you first lay eyes and see Katie Taylor in the ring, Michael?
Well, I was still boxing. I would have been probably in it. I don't know how old is she now. She's 39. Yeah, well, I'm 58, you know, so I would have probably known it probably 10 years previous to that, you know. The Gael boxing was only kind of starting back then, at, you know, in around the mid-90s and early 20s and things like that. But straight away you knew she was a good scrapper, you know. You look at the Gael boxing and you look at the boy boxing and it's, you know, she was a goer and she was a giver and she took punches and she could box, and that was
the talent was there from the early days.
Absolutely, yeah. And with that, she could box. You know, this people saying for them to box boys and girls, that doesn't go. That just doesn't go. You don't play football against, you know, girls. You play football against boys if you're on a boy team. You know, and it's stupidity talk. People, okay. You know, comparing them to that. You know, okay. Compared to who she's up against.
But you could see that you could see the talent from the very beginning. And stay with me, Michael. I just want to try and fix your phone line there. Just stay with me there for a moment. Liam Morley is with us. Liam is from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in Offaly. Liam, your reaction to Katie's news? I know you're very passionate about the sport.
Yeah, I'm actually in Stranja at the moment in Sofia in Bulgaria at the International Stranja Boxing Tournament. There's actually a couple of three Irish girls actually boxed this morning.
Right.
And when the news went around what, you know, that Katie was retiring, it was kind of, it was mixed reaction, you know what I mean? People were probably waiting for not waiting for this day, but we've been kind of saying it's coming. I thought after New York, I was in New York for a Serrana fight, and she was absolutely brilliant, the best I've seen her, to me, in her pro career. She put that to bed without any doubt. And I thought that was it, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it'd be nice, you know, to give her one more. But when I heard it this morning, the first thing I did is I text Chantel Cameron and I said, Chantel, did you see Katie's just announced that she wants one last one in Dublin? And Chantel said, if she wants one last one in Dublin, she can have one last one in Dublin.
Oh.
But I'd be the other side.
Why? Well, there's the breaking news there from Liam Morley from County Offaly. What about the venue, Liam?
Look, I'd be sceptical that you'd fill Croke Park, but
would you?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I honestly would. The Viva might be a better option, but maybe if it, as the fella says, is there's one such thing as a last fight for a great, great champion, I'd say maybe you could fill Croke Park with not just boxing fans, but with everyone turning up for such a spectacle.
Yeah.
But it has to be Chantel Cameron, because you can bring in the English-Irish battle over, like, even with Twickenham last weekend and everything, you know, that old battle, Cheltenham coming up, it'll draw the crowd. I don't think to bring back a Saran or an American, I don't think it'll work. There is the young star, Caroline Dubois, that would be up for it as well. But no, look, it's sad to see her go, but like, she's done so much for female boxing.
In general. It's incredible,
like
what she's done.
My club didn't have a female boxer in 2012 before London. And last night in the club, we stand about 75% females, 25%.
There you go. Says it all, doesn't it? Philip Egan, just final point. When are we likely to find out where the venue will be? Or when's a decision due? Do we know on that? Or?
Well, this gets the wheels in motion, I suppose. The fact that Katie Taylor has thrown it out there and she's named Croke Park as the top of the wish list. So the pressure is on. Politicians always looking to score brownie points. Here's your chance. Give Katie her wish. And I think the Chantel Cameron fight would be unbelievable. And that is one tough fight because those two fights between them were touch and go. Like, who got them? And I think Chantel Cameron was pretty hurt after the second bout. She'd love another crack at Katie Taylor.
Philip Egan from Off the Ball. Liam Morley there from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in Offaly, and Olympic boxer Michael Carew. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.